This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has signed a bill today that he and others said is the nation's first, requiring most hotels to provide their workers with a wearable panic button that they could press to summon help quickly in an emergency. They say the Democratic governor and several nationwide unions said New Jersey is the first state to mandate the devices, although similar measures were under consideration in Illinois, Florida, and Washington State. They say some hotel chains, including Marriott and Hilton, have announced plans to provide the devices to their workers without being forced to by the government. I see where the cost, how this could be costly, but I think this is a fantastic idea. I love the idea of panic buttons. I mean, assuming they call 911, you know, there's a call center and there's, you know, the speed at which an emergency service personnel can get there. If it's to staff security, that could work also. But if it was like security at the Marjorie Stoneman High School, right, where Officer Peterson, you know, didn't necessarily engage the shooter, that could be a problem, allegedly. So anyway, Governor Murphy said, I'm proud to sign panic button legislation to give hotel workers security and the ability to immediately call for help should they need it. Now, he signed the bill, surrounded by a housekeeper from each of the 9 Atlantic City casinos. So the law takes effect into January, applies to hotels with more than 100 rooms. So basically what had happened, which a lot of people don't talk about, but these things are happening. In 2018, a 51-year-old room cleaner at Bally's was pushed into a room by a man who then sexually assaulted her. The housekeepers were enraged after that, according to Ben Albert, an official with Local 54 of the Unite Here Union. Several housekeepers interviewed after the signing said they have instances in which they felt unsafe on the job. If you think something is wrong, you can push this and help will come. That's according to Doc Shaparik, a housekeeper at the Tropicana Casino. She said, it's a layer of protection for us. Sometimes it's a long floor of rooms, and you may be the only one working there. Sometimes they don't have any clothes on when you knock on the door and say housekeeping, or they're playing dirty videos on their laptop. Ira Sanchez, a housekeeper at Caesars, said she opened the door to a room one day only to have 2 dogs come charging at her. She's relieved she will be able to summon help at the touch of a button. The devices would automatically contact building security. See, teachers should also get this. A nurse, there's a whole variety of applications for something like this. They say, today the lawmakers in New Jersey stood up with my coworkers, and I say no more to guests exposing themselves to us, soliciting us for sex, and allowing us to be unsafe as we open the door to a guest room with no idea what is waiting for us behind it. You know, these are fears that these are things that are happening that we are, oblivious to. Excuse me. She says, great knowing I'll be able to come home safe at the end of my shift. I can do my job without being worried. So, sexual harassment is pretty ubiquitous in a variety of industries. And the hospitality industry definitely has its share also. Bob McDivitt, the union's president, said sexual harassment is real. Says our country has been preoccupied with millionaire entertainers being sexually harassed by billionaire owners, but what is being lost in all of this are the working women who are far more likely to face this kind of behavior at their jobs. No woman or man should be sexually assaulted or abused. And, they're right about, Hollywood stars, and the whole Harvey Weinstein issue. And I think it did enrage a lot of people saying, well, they're getting all the attention, but there was good to that in terms of it starting to bring this to light. And, you know, apparently hospitality workers have been assaulted probably for centuries. And it wasn't until recently that anybody did something about it. So there's some good to the Me Too movement, as well as some people turned it around and, you know, tried to benefit themselves, unfortunately, with it. But being able to, you know, protect people that are vulnerable. And, you know, it's blows my mind. There were so many things we were taught to do. And, you know, being a girl and coming from a family who had a pretty significant rape, gang rape happened to them. So I grew up, you know, not being told if, but when, you know, it was going to happen. And it ended up happening, but luckily it wasn't as bad as, you know, one of my other family members. But there were things that you just never do. You never park next to a van. You don't go to the bathroom alone. You know, don't go out at night alone. Make sure you always have somebody. Don't walk to your car alone. Make sure you have somebody with you, blah, blah, blah. Always have a weapon with you. I used to, in college, always walk around with a racquetball racket, even if I wasn't playing racquetball that day. And it was great because nobody came up to me when I had a racquetball racket. But, you know, at some point I had to let the racquetball racket go, and that's when things happen. But, you know, what are you going to do? It happens, unfortunately. And so, you know, you forget that there are people out there that, you know, so going into a hotel room by yourself would be one of those things on the list. But what if you have to clean the hotel room? What if it's your job? Now, they leave the door open. You know, some of them close them, or the doors don't stay open. There's a lot of doors that close shut automatically, and those are more difficult. But for the most part, you leave it open, you know. But somebody could very easily just walk in there and close the door, and you are very vulnerable. So the idea of a panic button is fantastic. Now, the only problem is what are the logistics? Who's on the other side? You know, I mean, do we have enough security? I see security being one of the biggest booming industries later, as schools need more security, malls, now that we have all these increase in shootings and people wanting to run people over and stab people, and, you know, we seem to have, you know, more violent crimes on the rise, there's going to be more of a demand for security. And so if you're looking for a job, I would maybe consider getting whatever credentials you need to hopefully be able to, you know, take a job in an industry that's growing. But if they don't have enough people that do security, this could be the biggest cluster where somebody's hitting the button thinking they're fine and no one's there to come. So hopefully they have security in place. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
But we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so one of my listeners on Facebook had written to keep us out of it. And he had sent me a picture of or a story saying Joe Biden says LGBTQ rights will be his top legislative priority. So he's gay, my listener, and he, I think, was trying to say, look, you know, thank you, but no thank you. And, you know, I really think we need to hear more from the LGBTQ community what they do want. Because I'm thinking they're being used as pawns, and I'm starting to see some rumblings and people getting a little upset. One of my friends was in a, you know, small town, don't want to say where, and she walked into a store, and he seemed to be, you know, on a rant about things going on with this country. And he said to her that he thinks the transgenders are ruining the country. Now, transgenders, a lot of them, some of them might appreciate some of the spotlight, but the majority of them, I don't think, want to be in the spotlight. I don't think the majority of people who are transgender want people thinking that they are, quote-unquote, ruining the country. I mean, there's all this propaganda that's now happening, and as the country becomes more polarized into right and left, even though many people on the right are, you know, pro-gay rights, and, you know, most of us have family members who are gay, and, you know, we want equal right, equal pay, the media or Washington or legislators are trying to promote this message that if you are, let's say, for any sort of progress that needs to be made for LGBTQ, you're only Democrat, which a lot of conservatives and Republicans like, what are you talking about? I mean, we're all on the same page with that. Or some may not be. You have extremes, right? Like this person saying that, you know, people who are transgender are ruining the country. They're not ruining the country. There's not that. But the problem is the liberals are, unfortunately, from what I'm understanding from my listener, putting the LGBTQ community in the wrong spotlight. And they don't want to be used as pawns in politics just as much as heterosexuals or females or, you know, people of race and different ethnicities want to be. You know, this was what I was saying when it came to, you know, being a woman and, you know, changing stories around in the movies to make the heroine a woman, to make, you know, to help us women. I'm like, no. Okay, that doesn't help us women. That starts to demean us women. When you have to change a whole story around to make a woman a hero, just to please us, or try to convince people to like women, that just puts us back. We don't need your help. We don't need you to make a super, like Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel's always male. I think she did a great job as a female in the role, but don't be doing it to help women's rights. That's insulting, okay? So, Joe Biden had said that he's going to make LGBTQ rights his top legislative priority. The average person who's LGBTQ thinks exactly like the average heterosexual or whatever. Our top legislative priorities are national security, are the economy, health care. And so, you know, Joe Biden's a nice guy. I like him, actually. Nice guy. He's been through a lot. And, you know, making his top legislative priority about LGBTQ rights is very, very nice. But what it does is it starts to alienate and starts to, you know, discriminate against a group that doesn't want to change the compass on what needs to be done in this country. And so I find it fascinating when I hear from people from the LGBTQ community going, look, you know, I don't be not doing your job as a legislator to help us get transgender bathrooms or help us. I mean, you know, we have needs just like anybody else. You know, years ago, I would say, look, in radio, people say, well, look, so you're going to do more, you know, feminine radio. I'm like, what are you talking about, feminine radio? Radio for women. Radio for women is just like radio for men. We care about the exact same things. How is our family going to be safe? How are we going to put food on our table? Are we going to have access to health care? And so as much as we want equal rights and we want to still proceed with that, be very careful with your language, because we're starting to create a hate and a bias towards people that never really wanted to be in the spotlight. I mean, the average transgender and LGBTQ never stood up and said, hey guys, rather than, you know, rather than handling all the issues with Korea and Putin, stop everything and help us. They've never asked for that. Yet we've created this big, huge campaign, and mind you, a lot of good has come out of it, you know, but nobody's really asking the people that we're, right, supposedly doing all this for. And when I start to hear people blame liberal, lack of work in the Congress because they don't want to work with Trump to do something to fix health care or to deal with our immigration status, when I hear people blaming a transgender for that, it's not a transgender's fault. It's not their fault. But the media is making it look like, well, we're doing this for them. We're doing this for them. We're putting them as a priority. Well, that's going to breed more racism. That's going to breed more bias, discrimination. So, yes, I think there's a lot of things that we need to do to still, there's a lot, you know, we are not perfect by any means, and we have a lot of discrimination going on, and we have a lot of pay gaps and pay disparities, and those are things we do need to fix. Absolutely. And whether they are the top priority or second priority, I mean, these are things, and you know what, they should be done like now. There is no reason why a woman or a man or a person of, you know, of different race, you know, or sexual preference should be paid different from anybody else. All right. Now, if I see less patients than my male colleague, I should be paid less. If I leave early, yeah, I should be paid less. But if we're putting in the same amount of hours, doing the same workload, now I get, you know, maybe I can't lift as much, you know, maybe I don't have as much physical stamina. Yeah, I mean, because that's where this started. You know, a lot of people, you know, will ask, well, how is it that a woman got paid less? Did they just say, sorry, lady, you're a woman, so you get paid less? That might have been in many of the industries. But in others of them, too, if somebody had to work part-time or somebody had to bring her baby to work or somebody couldn't do as much manual labor as somebody else, they got paid less. So if you're out there in the sun and you're lifting concrete, you're going to get paid more than somebody who gets to work in the shade at a desk. But what we're asking for is equal pay for equal jobs. If you're doing the exact same job, and we're not talking about being out in the sun, we're talking about desk jobs, we're talking about corporate jobs, you should be paid the same. Now, what's going to eventually happen is people are going to stop negotiating their salary. We found that a lot of men might be a lot more aggressive with negotiating their salary than females. I wasn't really very aggressive with that. I was like, you know, fine, whatever you pay me, fine. Maybe it's because I'm like, look, I got kids to feed, whatever. And so then, yeah, it may look like I get paid less than men. But I, you know, eventually I think they're going to do away with that so a company doesn't look like they're paying a man less than a woman less than a man. But, you know, we have a lot of things we still need to fix, and we have a lot of issues that we need to fix. But I think before you start to do things for us women or for the LGBT community, et cetera, you know, sit down and ask if this might actually hurt their movement or breed more issues when it doesn't necessarily have to. And most of the time, if you ask us, we know a better way of getting things accomplished. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protesters in Hong Kong are storming the legislative complex today to mark the anniversary to the return of Chinese rule. The protesters used metal carts, poles, and pieces of scaffolding to slam into the building's reinforced glass, which finally broke. Demonstrators are continuing to protest against a law that would allow people accused of crimes in Hong Kong to be sent to mainland China to be tried. Iran is acknowledging it has broken the limit set on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium by the 2015 nuclear deal, marking its first major departure from the agreement since the United States withdrew. President Trump is back in Washington, D.C. after meeting in North Korea with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Former ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson tells Fox News regarding that meeting.
This visit may restart stalled nuclear talks that were going nowhere.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a lot of us go to sleep, right, with our TV on. And then my grandmother used to do that. She needed the TV or the radio on. She could not fall asleep without background noise. Now, mind you, in the olden days, you know, if you lived in New York or big city or whatever, you know, there's a lot of noises. I was just in New York last weekend, and you heard, whoo, you know, cop cars trying to move people over and, you know, people yelling and traffic. And so you could hear everything. Now, luckily for me, I'm used to a noisy environment, so I was able to fall asleep. But a lot of people can't. So people will kind of drown out the sound. Well, they say that if you do sleep with the TV on, you are more likely to gain weight. That's a new study published in JAMA Internal Medicine. So the study looked at women between the ages of 35 and 74. And they found that if you have the TV on or any bright light in the bedroom, you may gain weight. The data looked at a 5-year period and showed that you actually had the potential to gain 10 pounds over those 5 years. Now, as we know, not getting enough sleep has been linked to weight gain. You know, you think, well, gosh, I'm up for more hours, so I'm burning energy. No, your metabolism slows down. It just doesn't work that way. When I was doing 36-hour shifts in medical school, I actually gained then on the years that I got a good sleep. And you would think, but I'm up for 36 hours. I must be burning calories. You don't. You slow down. You just do. Lack of sleep causes obesity as well as a variety of other issues. But the artificial light is what's interesting with this one. Now, we know artificial light messes with your sleep quality. Yeah, I can't tell you how many people will check their phone before they go to bed. Or my phone will light up. It'll light up the whole room. Even though I have it kind of on a dimmer, my phone will light up the room. And I'm like, okay, well, that could be my kid texting me. Because I shut the ringer off and the vibrating off so I don't hear the bzz, 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 you know, throughout. Because I get tons of emails, tons of texts. So I shut that down so I could sleep. But when the room lights up, I'm like, well, is that, you know, my kids? You know, are those my kids? You know, God forbid anything happened, I need to check. So then I get up and check. Well, obviously, that's not a good night's sleep. But your body gets used to that behavior where something shines a light, something, you know, and your body's like, well, I got to check. So your body starts to get this behaved pattern. And so whenever your phone lights up, it knows to look. Now, these blue light dimming features will help. We've started to use them on our mobile devices and our computers. But artificial light, what about lights outside? What about the bathroom light? You know, is your body picking all this up? And do you need to be in a dark, 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 dark room? Now, according to researchers, they say these results suggest that exposure to artificial light while sleeping may be a risk factor for weight gain and the development of overweight or obesity. Further prospective and interventional studies could help elucidate this association and clarify whether lowering exposure to ALAN, which is artificial light, while sleeping can promote obesity prevention. Now, obviously, controlling calories, getting as much physical activity as possible should be the top of everyone's list, right? Not just shutting off your cell phone. But this, you know, the big question that a lot of you guys have is, why am I gaining weight, or why is it so hard to lose weight when you seem to be doing everything right? I've had that same question. I eat way less than I ever have, yet I'm not skinny like I used to be. And so I think a lot of us, once we get into our 40s, we're like, okay, you know what? There's metabolism issues at play. So then what could be slowing down our metabolism? And now why do we have metabolism? Let's break it down. So our metabolism is basically how our body utilizes energy. And our body has a very, very intricate system on how to use energy, how to store energy, how to save up, how to slow down, how to speed up. So with kids that are growing, they're very metabolically active. A lot of things are going on. Now, you would think you want to slow down the metabolism, but the body needs energy sources all the time. So you're working at a faster pace. Well, the older we get, we might not need to be as fast a pace in terms of our energy sources. Plus, we start getting predictable. So our body is noticing, you know what? I'm not on the lacrosse team anymore. I'm not on the football team. I'm not on the softball team anymore. I'm not weight training. I'm not having sex as much as I used to. I'm not walking to school. I'm not trying to race to hit the bus. I'm not trying to push my car to start. So the body figures this out. And it's like, well, you know what? We don't need to maybe be on hyperdrive. We could slow it down. So now you decide to eat one slice of pizza instead of two. Doesn't matter. It doesn't cut in half. It's not a math issue in terms of that. You just seem to hold on to that pizza a little while longer. And then the body also sees chemicals coming into the body. And, you know, your body only knows how to process real food. Sugar, starches, lactose and milk, amino acids. So your body knows what to look for. That's what it's designed for. But you give it aspartame. You know, we talk about artificial sweeteners. Artificial sweeteners are horrible for you. because your body's expecting sugar to come down the bend. And they're like, okay, guys, really, really sweet. Everybody get ready. And then it's not real food. So when your body sees that it's not getting real food, it starts to scratch its head going, everybody hold the phone. We're not getting real food here. Everybody save up. That's why diet soda drinkers seem to gain weight. Slows down the metabolism. Just like processed sugar. The body doesn't want excess sugar. So now all of a sudden you're taking in sugar and the body's like, whoa, 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 we don't know what to do with all this. Hold on, everybody slow down, slow down. Let's figure this out. And I really think that's what they do. I really think that's how the body looks at it. Your body needs certain foods. Now, somebody could say, well, then you're starving yourself. If you're starving yourself, you should be losing weight. If the body thinks you're starving itself, it slows down the metabolism. And remember, in order to lose weight, you need to increase your metabolism. So how do you increase your metabolism? Well, first and foremost, hydrate. Drink water. Every diet out there recommends to drink water and get more fluid. Because if you don't have enough water, the body has to slow down and try to suck out as much water from your food as possible. You know, I noticed decades ago that if you were constipated, you had a much difficult time losing weight. People said, well, yeah, because you have a bunch of stool in there and it weighs a lot. No, 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 no. Your metabolism slows down when you're constipated. Well, maybe it's because you don't drink enough fluid and the body's trying to get as much water as possible. So don't be constipated. Eat fiber. Eat nuts. Eat foods that help you poop. So your approach to weight loss will only be successful if you kind of figure your body out. If you give your body too much of something it doesn't need, you're going to slow down your metabolism. We always say eat a balanced diet. So for those of you just eating meat, all right, your metabolism is going to slow. Because your body's like, hold on, guys, we're not getting the other stuff we need. So give your body what it needs. Give it fluids, give it vegetables, give it complex carbs, give it healthy fats, give it healthy proteins. And the more balanced you eat and the less crap you put in the body, you're going to notice that your metabolism will start to ting up a little bit. And then increase your muscle. The more muscle you have, the more energy stores you need. So cardio is great, you know, but if you only have 10 minutes a day to exercise, I would do more resistance training and weights. I would build muscle. When you build muscle, you increase your metabolism. And then, of course, walking. Walking's great. Walking's a great aerobic exercise. It doesn't fatigue you out. It shouldn't stress the heart. And so walking, you want to use as much muscles in your body. You want as many muscles increasing at the same time. So when you walk, you use muscles in your abdomen, you use muscles in your back, you use them in the arms, you use them in the legs, you use them in the buttocks. So walking is a great activity. So let's just kind of break it down. And again, shut off the cell phone. 1-877-DOLLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This just blows my mind. I don't know if you guys saw this picture. There's a painter who was impaled by a bamboo spike after falling off a ladder. This happened in India. You see this all the time in various countries where somebody gets impaled or stabbed, right? With some sort of object, and they live. And when you look at him, it looks like he fell on his back, and it goes up into his chest cavity. He's lucky to be alive. Surgeons worked for hours to remove it. The man was a 38-year-old. His name was Panchanana Pradhan. He importantly fell 7 feet. He was 7 feet in the air June 2nd. When one of the bamboo ladder rungs gave way. So he fell and landed on his side on a 2-foot-long shard of bamboo. which, according to surgeons, pierced through his skin on an angle upward into his chest, just inches away from his heart. Mr. Pradhan was rushed to a hospital and then transferred to a larger facility 170 miles away in Cuttack. So he couldn't breathe. He had pain in the abdomen. Oh, I bet that must have been horrible. That, oh my gosh. So Dr. Srikanta Panda operated on him. He was operated under general anesthesia. After opening the abdomen, almost a liter of blood bled out, and the bamboo stick was found. So you see it barely missing the kidney, barely missing the pancreas. It appears to have pierced through the liver, up through the diaphragm that separates the abdominal cavity from the chest cavity, and pushes up into the chest, pushes the heart out of the way. So a lot of organs could have been messed up. According to Dr. Panda, the stomach was cut by an iron nail that was sticking out of the bamboo. Now, they say the bamboo stick was extracted gently with precision. So he remains hospitalized and is expected to be discharged soon. I'm looking at it right now. It's about 4 or 5, that's about 3 feet long. Now, last month, surgeons at another hospital in Uttar Pradesh, India, miraculously saved a motorist who was impaled by a 2.5-foot-long iron spike when he collided with a pickup truck. That patient is identified as Narendra, had the spike which went through the right side of the chest and out his upper back, and that was removed in a 3-hour surgery. You know, it's interesting. You hear these cases, and you're like, how do these people live when somebody else who gets shot in the chest dies? And, you know, the mechanism of injuries, there's millions of different possibilities. But sometimes when you're impaled by something, and as an ER doc, we would see this, sometimes the bleeding would stay localized as opposed to a bullet wound or a bullet where the damage is done. And there's nothing there keeping anything from, you know, stopping the bleeding. You know, we talk about the crocodile hunter. Oh my gosh, now the name just, oh my gosh, I just was speaking about him, I apologize. I gotta look this up, I can't, may he rest in peace, I don't wanna mess up his name. Hold on a second. There's Steve Irwin. When Steve Irwin was stabbed, by the stingray, it was in his heart, and he was still looking at it and conscious, awake. And unfortunately, it was pulling out when he decided to pull out the stingray, that's what unfortunately did it. And he even said that his last words were, "I'm dying." And, you know, we all love Steve Irwin and his shows and, he left a kid and his wife and all that. But back in 2014, Stephen Irwin's cameraman described what had happened. And this had occurred back in 2006, but the interview was done in 2014, where Irwin and his cameraman, Justin Lyons, had been soaking in the Great Barrier Reef near Queensland, Australia. And they were filming for a series called Ocean's Deadliest. And then a massive stingray approached Irwin. Now, he said the stingray stabbed Irwin hundreds of times. He said, "I panned with the camera as the stingray swam away, and I didn't know it had caused any damage. It was only when I panned the camera back that I saw Steve landing in a huge pool of blood." Now, they said reports at the time was the stingray barb was in his chest. He's saying that didn't happen. So he was telling him to hang on, and Steve Irwin looked at him, said he was dying, and unfortunately died, and we never saw the footage. So now I guess there's reports saying that didn't happen, where the barb was in his chest, that he was stabbed multiple times, stingray left. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but he said he's a cameraman, he was there. But I still use this as a teaching point. If you're ever stabbed by something or impaled or whatever, don't pull it out. Leave it. I just saw Deadpool 2, he had something in his head. Leave it. I've seen people survive things in people's heads. Remember, once you pull it out, somebody could bleed or herniate or something. So that's not what you want to do. And it amazes me what we could do now. And so, you know, what do we do in surgery? Well, one is, you know, we get you your IV fluids, we give you your oxygen, we try to make sure we keep you alive while we have to operate. And then we put you under so you don't feel the pain, and then we could examine. Then we open up, and then we very, very carefully make sure we are ready to cauterize as we go. Sometimes we have to separate the tissues. We have to evaluate the extent of damage, right? And then we have to make sure we are able to see. We don't just pull things out willy-nilly. People think that's what happens. But, you know, the last thing we want you to do is die on the table. So many times we need to be there as it's being pulled out and being able to stop any bleeding or assess any damage, especially if something's near the heart. So it's fascinating stuff. It's just, it's a shame that that has to happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you have a certain sort of body fat distribution, you may be at higher risk of aggressive prospective cancer. Now, this is the first prospective study looking at body fat distribution and prostate cancer risk. And investigators found that higher levels of abdominal and thigh fat are associated with an increased risk of aggressive prostate cancer. So abdominal and fat in the thighs. This was published in the journal Cancer. And previous studies have shown that if you're obese, yeah, you're going to have an elevated risk of prostate cancer, a whole variety of cancers, breast cancer, colon cancer, a whole variety of cancers can be linked to that. But where your body fat is distributed may tell us if you're at higher risk. Now, why is this so significant? Well, because we're not screening for prostate cancer anymore. We're not really supposed to screen for it. If you're high risk, we will. But if you're quote-unquote normal risk, we don't screen for it. So we need to figure out who's at high risk. And if we find that if you have thicker thighs and abdominal, truncal obesity, maybe you're more pear-shaped instead of apple-shaped, if that's the case, then we need to be a little bit more aggressive with screening you, and then maybe you should be screened. So apparently what they did is they looked at Icelandic men, 1,800 of them, followed them for 13 years. 172 of these 1,800 developed prostate cancer, so about 9%. 31 ended up dying. But they looked at the visceral fat deep in the abdomen surrounding the organs, thigh subcutaneous fat underneath the skin, and they found that those were at highest risk for the advanced. Now, some people could say, well, look, what if it's genetic? If your dad and grandpa had aggressive prostate cancer and they also ended up being fat, no wonder. You know, you had all the genes. Okay, that could be true. So somebody needs to divide that out. They need to look at skinny people, right, with prostate cancer. But if you have people with obesity that didn't have it in the family and they ended up being prone to this cancer, then that starts to go, okay, well, now we're looking at fat playing a role. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We're right back.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.